Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the Junk Time AFL Podcast, round 2, 2017. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who is in disbelief that Sid the Bulldog has retired. It's Adam Rosenbach.
I'm sad.
It's a tough time for all.
I'm really sad. I mean...
No, we should tell the story, I suppose. Sid the Bulldog has moved on from the Bulldogs.
He hasn't moved on from
the
Bulldogs.
Kind of a little lifelike mascot, I suppose. Bulldog.
Sid's dead.
What? No.
Dogs don't retire, Michael. this is a lie that we've been spun.
Okay.
I want to see if Sid retired. He didn't retire.
I did find it a bit suspicious that a dog has retired.
He hasn't retired. Sid's dead. People face it.
Okay.
Like, I want to see, and I don't know how we're going to test it. It's the real Sid. I want a proof of life photo of Sid humping someone's leg, and that person is holding today's Herald Sun. I want to see Sid's pinky. I want to see.
Yeah.
This has gone to the farm. Sid's gone to the farm. He's dead.
They don't make a great case for his health. They say he's 9 years old. They average
63 in dog years. That's not very old.
Average age is 10 for a dog like that. And we noticed last year his eyesight started to get a bit poor. We contacted the club.
How do they know that from a dog? What are they doing? They're going, whose leg is this?
Yeah, they put a chart up, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Read the chart.
Yeah. Yeah. How many cats?
It was horrible. He couldn't read the scoreboard anymore.
How many cats am I holding up?
He didn't know who was on the ground. We contacted the club. These are the owners. Sorry, we contacted the club 3 weeks ago and let them know this is what we're doing to give the club an opportunity to find another mascot. We then also buried Sid in the backyard.
This is how ruthless the Western Bulldogs have become. They win one premiership.
One flag.
Yeah, and then they go, the mascot, we don't need fucking Sid anymore. And then, bang, shovel to the back of the head. No more Sid. This is horrifying.
So they're hiring. They've got a thing up on Sid's Instagram.
Actually, I'll tell you what.
This could be our new Trav Cloak Instagram.
Sid's Instagram. Can I just say, to any Western Bulldog, or anyone out there who has
it's a Facebook page. Sid's got a Facebook page.
Yeah, of course he does. Mm. Anyone out there who has a Bulldog, all I can say to you is do not take it down to the Western Bulldogs, because they, if they go back to back, your dog is dead. Because once they win the flag, those dogs are superfluous.
Yeah, they're all over the
shop. They're getting rid of them.
I'm just looking up.
That dog is in a hessian bag being thrown into the Yarra.
He never got paid. Never made any money out of it, they say.
Okay, it's classic Sid.
What do you do? You can't. Would he be at every game, or is this home games?
Well, I'm not that familiar with Sid's work.
There's a shot of him with Bill Shorten.
Yeah, well, they're both huge Doggies fans.
I don't know Bill was a Dogs fan.
Well, he's from out that way, isn't he? Union leader, that makes sense. Battler.
Yeah.
Little battler.
Yeah. Yeah, he jumped on August last year.
He's a big fan, yeah. But why are they retiring him? It's a fucking dog that you can carry around. Just take him to the game. Like, does that mean Sid will still attend games, or has he given up on footy? Well, I mean, I suppose he has, because he's dead.
I think I'm just looking at the page now, but I think I don't know. Surely it's just life as a dog. Like, he's just wandering around.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Like, that's what dogs do.
Yeah, take him to the footy. Like, what does he care?
Yeah, there definitely is another story to this.
He doesn't give a shit where he's taking a dump.
No, like, it's really it's just like going for a walk, isn't it?
Yeah. He doesn't know.
Oh, there's a picture of Sid with Bevo.
Okay.
What's that? Before the game, before the grand final. Oh, this is really fun.
He went to the grand final?
He went to the grand final, yeah.
Well, I suppose he's their mascot.
Picture of him with Neil Mitchell. It's their AW fame.
Yeah.
Picture of Sid and Richard Wilkins at the grand final, and Richard Wilkins is doing a thumbs down. I don't like you.
Oh, because of course.
Not at the grand final a couple of days before. I think at training, actually.
Yeah, of course. Well, Rich Wilco would be a Swans fan.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Huge Swans fans. Man, I mean, you think of Swans fans, you think of Jeffrey Edelston and, of course, Richard Wilkins.
So it's all working out. So Sid is no more. and they're going to get a replacement Steed.
Wouldn't do it. Do you think other clubs should have animals representing them, like live animals?
Which ones could you get? So let me think.
Well, you got the crows. You couldn't really have a crow that you know.
Yeah, I mean, do you train crows? Can they be trained?
I wouldn't have thought so.
A hawk. You could have a hawk, you know, coming down on your glove. Yeah. What do you call that? That glove thing?
Like falconing?
Yeah.
But falconing, that's falcons.
Yeah. No, well, you imagine a hawk would do it too, surely.
Didn't they? I thought Hawthorne had a hawk for a couple of games. Didn't they have a hawk that flew above and attacked seagulls at the... Didn't they...
The MCG would have a, I think, an eagle, actually.
Oh, an eagle.
That would attack birds.
Yeah.
To keep,
To keep the seagulls out. Because remember how they tried the wires across the MCG?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
birds fucking hate wires. Like, yep. if you ever see a bird mm-hmm. and it's sitting on, like, a power line, mm. it's hating it the whole time.
Hates it.
It's just like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, again.
I'm suspended in air, but I'm not flying.
I mean, obviously, the classic is Brisbane Lions wanted to parade a line.
Which I still think could have worked. What about the Giants if they had someone with, like, elephantitis?
Oh, yeah, sure, like a pituitary gland problem.
Yeah, so if you got some kid dude with a big head.
Yeah, freaking out.
And they're, like, cheering him on as he comes out.
Nothing like a 7'8" person.
Yeah, like the guy out of Mask, if you've seen the movie Mask with Eric Stoltz, if you've got a kid with a deformed head comes out, and everyone's like, yeah, it's the deformity
kid. It's the kid. It's the kid.
He's got a giant head.
Yeah, don't look in his eyes. That'd be quite elegant, having a swan around.
Yeah. Although, again, can you tame a swan?
So you think like a Geelong cats, like you kind of, a cat's not really intimidating.
Well, they've got a cat man.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So that's already taken. What about with Carlton? You just have a depressed person with the blues just going out there, just, you know, cutting their wrists.
Yeah, Captain Carlton. Doing fine. And Navy Nina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magpies can't really do that again.
I imagine you could do all of them. I imagine all birds can be trained at some point.
Can they?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
How committed are you?
What about Melbourne? What if it's like the voices in your head?
Yeah.
The ones that go, I'm going to fucking kill everyone this week.
Anyway, RIP Sid.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Doggies fans. Your dog's dead.
Hey, big round of footy, mate. Big round of footy.
You know what else is dead, though?
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is dead? I'm going to say Hawthorn.
Oh, no.
It's all over, mate.
No.
You're 0-2.
0-2, yeah, it's falling apart.
When's the last time you were 0-2?
Probably 2010. I think we got to about 1-6, I think, in 2010.
2010?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then we made the finals in Lewis to Frio in the first week.
Yep.
Mm. No, it's fine. We're going to win the flag. Clarko says we're still playing flag quality football. We have those elements there.
Do
the ability
you?
To, yeah.
You know who does have those elements mm-hmm. is the West Coast Eagles and Melbourne. They have two of your best elements.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kicking
sure.
around.
Yeah, yeah, that's all fine, you know. But they've got 2 years left and then there's going to be Jaeger running around for another 8 after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's
okay,
a good point.
So
yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth.
No, you got a good point. You know what you should do? You guys should suss whether or not Ty Vickery has any brothers. And just get like a whole bunch of Vickeries down to the club. Because you know how...
he looks a bit rough, doesn't he? Yeah.
You know how at Richmond, Vickery was fucking terrible. Remember that for years, Richmond supporters were like, fucking Vickery, every time you went there. Yeah. And you guys went, oh, we'll take your Vickery and we'll raise it.
Yeah,
we'll give him a 4-year deal.
How many other players at their club have been, you know, people didn't like them and then we get them in, turn them into little premiership players?
Well, okay? That is very true.
Okay, people weren't going, oh my God, you need to get Brian Lake in your club, don't you? And then what, 3 flags later?
Well, there is that.
So what I'm saying is shut your fucking mouth or I'll shiv you in the neck with a pen. No, Ty looked a bit rough, but you know, he was an option of a big man. And we
and
need
it's
a
failed.
Big man.
It's okay. You just got to admit it. He's only got, 4 seasons to go on his contract. Like, I think it's fine that you gave
$750,000.
A struggling idiot a go, and it's just slightly backfired on you.
Look, we've been up for a long, long time. It's only 2 weeks in. And actually, Adelaide are going to be a great team.
Well, this year. You have lost to two fairly good teams at the moment.
Who did we lose to last week?
Essendon.
I can't remember. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know what you need to add in there? I would say, if you got Vickery there, you guys, if you picked up Daisy Thomas's contract.
Yeah.
And had him coming off the wing and just aiming for Vickery and then putting it over his head and out in the full. I think that is what Hawthorn need.
How's it working for Daisy?
Not great.
Everyone's pointing the finger, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know what?
There is one person.
There is one person in Daisy's corner, and he wrote an article today, and that's Mick Malthouse has come out in defence of Daisy. And I think that has put everyone at ease.
Absolutely.
You know, because if anyone needs to defend anyone else, it's Mick Malthouse defending Daisy.
Yep.
And so everyone, all the detractors have gone, fuck. Mick said he's a good player. I mean, he wouldn't have got him across from Collingwood. after he's done an ankle and can't run anymore. He wouldn't have done that if he didn't think he was a good player.
Absolutely. And who better to defend Daisy Thomas than the bloke who got him over there?
Yeah.
Because he's got no dog in that fight.
No, not at all. Mm. And had a successful career of his own mm-hmm. at Carlton. And so he's defending another successful Carlton recruit.
Absolutely. Praise lauded down at Carlton. In fact, yeah. I'm sure they're working on the statue right now.
Well, I think Bolton...
Of him packing up his desk...
Well, I think it's just an interim thing that Bolton will be there uh-huh. in between the Malthouse series. Like how Parkin was there in the early 80s yeah. and then came back. Carlton's 90s premiership. Mm. It'll be the same with Malthouse.
Yeah, absolutely.
I go, you remember Bolton? You go, was he in between the Malthouse bookends? You go, yeah. Those years. You know what was good yesterday? How about Puopolo's mark?
Yeah, that was a great one.
That was an amazing grab. Mm,
good little leap. Now, actually, I think it's Daisy has a trigger in the contract.
Trigger.
That after 15 games, he gets picked up for another year, I think it's so.
But they're saying on half the contract that he's currently on. So they're talking that he's on 700 grand a year, mm-hmm. and they're saying that's going to drop down to 350,000.
Oh, just...
Yeah, that's all. The poor guy.
Now, does Carlton have a say in whether they accept that trigger, or is it just automatic?
I think the way it's written into the contract is it's automatic, but how does that work though?
You go, well, you know, he's played 14, and you go, we don't want him next year.
That's exactly what you do, and I think that's what Collingwood did with Travis Cloke last year. I think he could have triggered something.
Oh, okay.
Had he reached a certain level of games.
Yep. And now he's off to the Doggies.
Yeah. So, and I think that's what Carlton. They're talking. Carlton in talk with his management, and they're saying, unless you want your player running around the VFL for the whole season, yep. we need to renegotiate happens for the rest of this year and maybe for next year.
Gotcha. So. I'm looking at the comments, actually, under this Malthouse article, and the first one I see is nearly as bad as Hawks taking Vickery. So it's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comments. People really love a Herald Sun article and a comment afterwards. Let me see. What's this one say?
Well, I would say it'd be mostly Carlton people getting in there backing Malthouse, yeah? Because I got in there and said, well done, Mick.
Yeah, it's Mick Malthouse. Go crawl back under the rock. You went to Carlton for purely selfish reasons and recruited Thomas on that salary because he was a mate. You're getting big payday. Every time I hear the Lexus from Brighton ad on the radio, I changed stations. That would be the last car I would ever purchase while he was associated. What? Malthouse doesn't add for Lexus in Brighton?
Does he?
Yeah, and this guy gets very angry, changes the stations when it comes on.
You know, when I see a Lexus, I think Malthouse. Like, you know how many, and I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast.
You're pretty committed to life, aren't you, if you kind of go, Lexus ad!
You know how many Lexi I've keyed over the last few years because of the association with Mick Malthouse?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many people have died because I ram. I've gone through so many cars in the last few years because they're Lexuses.
Here we go. Mike. Good on you, Dale. It's Mick. You just ever called him Mike Malthouse.
Mike Malthouse.
Mike made a mistake. Never. Most evenly balanced human being around. He has a chip on both shoulders. Ah, there you go, Dale. Nice little one. Yeah. Nice little dig.
Elverse Wooshka.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mike. Do you think anyone calls him Michael? Michael Malthouse.
Michael Malthouse. Sometimes he's referred to as Michael Malthouse.
I suppose so. Yeah, maybe more in the early days.
In the formal days. Yeah. But he talks about in that article that he knows what Daisy's going through because a few years ago, and it was an unlucky thing. Daisy did he had a great preseason, probably the best preseason. He was in the best nick of his life.
No way was he flying?
Yeah, he was. Oh, he came out of the preseason flying, and he did his shoulder in the first like 3 minutes of a Carlton game. And Mick Malthouse said, "I had the same injury." When I was playing, so I know exactly what Dale was going through and, you know, how difficult it is. So he's at one with what the player is going through. Mm-hmm. And it's just good to have Mick Malthouse on your side.
Yeah.
He's always been a big fan of the Junk Time podcast, so thanks, Mick.
Because we're always very positive about him.
Yeah.
Hey, can I take you through an article that, in fact, you alerted me to.
Oh, yeah.
From our friend Robbo.
I love Robbo.
Yeah, we love Robbo.
Yeah.
Now, okay, Wednesday night, I think, on AFL 360. And he was talking about Aaron Phillips, who won the Best and Fairest.
The league, Best and Fairest. Did they have a name? Is it named like...
No, I don't think it's named after anyone.
Yeah, okay,
no.
Cool.
And so she won. She won everything. She won... Heck, she won...
The MVP.
MVP.
And she maybe won BOG in the BOG Grand Final.
BOG Grand Final. Yeah. And then she won Goal of the Year. And then she won Best Umpire. And she...
She's very good.
So... Their lovely partner, she gave her a kiss, pick on the cheek, when she won.
No, it was Peck on the Mouth, Michael.
Peck on the Mouth, yep. Sorry. Now, I saw Robbo on Wednesday night on AFL 360 saying it was a great moment, you know. Yep. The world didn't explode. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah, so he's defending, you know, ladies being with ladies.
And so then it's in the rendezvous section of the Herald Sun. So it's a bit of an opinion area.
Yes.
You know, people get in there and they I suppose, yeah, was it Rita Panani?
Panahi? Panani.
No, that's...
It's not good.
What's the name? Boy Akasha. What's his name? Ali G.
Ali G, yeah. Ali no, it's G. not quite. It's Rita Panahi. Yeah, anyway, anyway, the rendezvous section is kind of like... you talk about social issues.
Yes.
It's not a football-based thing.
No. So, here we go. Robbo, after being quite happy and praiseful on the Wednesday...
Well, he's defending that people make a big deal out of same-sex couples.
And so he wrote...
Yeah.
At the top of the article...
Mm.
The headline, it was the kiss that travelled around Australia.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a huge headline.
No, that's not the headline. The headline's footy's grown up, time for politicians to do the same.
Oh, there okay. Fuck, Robbo.
Robbo.
Shit, man.
Okay. It encapsulated happiness.
It did. He's right.
Love.
Uh-huh. That's what I saw as well.
Appreciation.
Well, she was very proud of what she did.
Understanding.
Yep.
Here we go. And let's be honest.
Here we go. Honesty from Robbo. I love it. I love his honesty.
It was probably a touch sensual for a number of men. Doubles down.
Okay. Hang on. So just repeat that sentence.
Let's be honest. It was probably a touch sensual for a number of men.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some women will hate that last comment.
No shit, Robbo.
Because it detracts from the message.
Yeah.
But that's the life.
Oh, fuck. He's giving it a but that's life.
Oh, dude. It's amazing. It's
so
amazing.
He has taken
comes out strong.
Defending.
Comes out very strong.
Just saying, same sex, big deal. Who cares?
Wonderful.
Who cares? Two ladies can have a kiss. She won the best in the league.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Brilliant thing.
But if I'm watching...
Good for Australia. Went round Australia.
If I'm watching the awards being handed out to the AFL women...
Yeah.
If they're going to kiss...
Yeah. What happens?
When they win...
Yeah.
I'm going to get a chub. Oh, Robbo.
No. Look, can I defend Robbo?
Okay, do your best.
No, I will defend Robbo because he's not just... It's not just when the women do it. Because I know for a fact that Robbo was... And this is a disturbing image, and I'm sorry, Junk Thomas. He was rock hard when Gary Ablett was kissed by Adam Cooney.
Oh, okay.
Remember the little peck on the head?
Right, little peck on the head.
That's the kiss that travelled around Australia the first time.
Yeah.
And Robbo was like, I tell you what, that was sensual, and people are going to get stuck into me. But that's just the way it is.
I think he just loves football. He loves football so much.
He loves football, and he loves football
permanently erect.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And then, like, the whole thing, like, the idea is essential for a number of men. Oh, God. And then...
Did he also...
And then some women will hate that comment. No. People of all type will hate that comment. And it detracts from the message. And, mate, you wrote it, and then you had a chance to proofread it.
Yeah.
And then you've gone,
and you've left it in
I'll keep that bit in there.
I'll leave that bit in there. People need to hear it.
Right there, I'll keep that in.
This is what Rendezvous is about. It's opinions on social matters.
Just a woman wins the first fucking best and fairest of the league award.
Yeah.
A fraction of a second peck. A
congratulational kiss. There is nothing big deal.
And then Robbo's like, I'm getting into it.
Jeez. Can't wait for fucking draft day.
I'll rewind that.
Fucking bring on more. Where's the baby oil at the fucking B&F?
Oh, you're mad.
But see, he's defended. He's gone, no, but can you... It was just a touch. Do you understand, Jared? It was sensual. Two ladies kissing. How can it not be
sensual? At a formal function, it was sensual.
I mean, if those ladies are going to, you know, turn on all their viewers like that, what do they expect?
I'm looking down.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking down at comments now. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. I think comments have been blocked.
You can't block comments from this.
Here we go, Jack. Memo to Robbo. Stick to sports commentary. Leave politics out of sport. Here we go. Just another two-bit opinion piece on a populist topic that includes insults for anyone who disagrees. Oh, there we go. So that's a person who's kind of anti same-sex marriage.
Interesting. So it didn't travel around the... Well, it travelled around the country for him, but they got angry about it.
Yeah, not for Andrew. Yeah, no, Andrew. Mm. Andrew.
Come on, Andrew.
Populist topic. Going to fuckhead. Yeah. And here we go. So because I don't support same-sex marriage, you call me a bigot. Why have we lost the right to have an opinion without being labelled bigot, homophobic, etc.? That's from Michael. So I don't remember writing that.
Yeah, but you blacked out because you were so turned on.
Good on you, Rob. Yeah. Now, Basil Zemplis.
Well, I do love my commentators, and I was watching the Brisbane Essendon game last night, and just like I know commentators need to, they need to talk things up. It's what they do. And Basil, he's the new Dennis Cometti. Like, he's from out west. Mm. And so he's kind of replaced Dennis as being, you know, the man with the superlatives and taking things to a new level.
A long-time WA personality.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so maybe not has translated over to the other states yet, but
Time. But I imagine it's going to be...
I think I remember doing gigs in Perth in WA in 2002. I had a joke about Basil Zemplis that would kick off my little set. So that's 15,
opening with Basil Zemplis
15 years
stuff.
Ago. Had a reference, Basil Zemplis.
Who the fuck had heard of him in 2002?
Yeah, but he was the local newsreader and the type back then.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's been around a long time.
Wow, you adapt, don't you?
Yeah, mate,
you
got to do your local.
Well, I imagine that they're going to call it would be the Basil Zemplis footbridge when it eventually gets built. Am I right?
There's bad news about that.
I know, we'll get to that later. So, Basil Zemplis, everyone loves him. Last night he said, so Daniel Rich kicked a goal, and he followed that up with Daniel Rich, the trustiest left foot in the game.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of left foot kickers that you would put in front of.
He is
Daniel
very,
Rich.
Very good kick, though.
He's a booming kick.
Yeah, booming
he's a boomer.
Kick. Yeah.
But I remember that that Hawthorne went after left foot kicks.
Yeah, dude.
For that precision. I would say Buddy Franklin's probably slightly better kick than Daniel Rich.
But I think traditionally history would tell you that, you know, Buddy kicking's been a bit awry.
Bit awry? What about Isaac Smith? I know he missed that goal after the siren.
We don't talk about that.
Okay.
Grant
Birchall, is he a left footer?
Yes.
He's pretty precision.
Yep, Cyril Hodgy.
Yeah, Ruffy.
Isn't Gibbo lefty?
I think he might, but no, I thought Gibbo was right.
Yeah, actually, I think he might be right. I think there are quite a few. There are a few, yeah. But I think Daniel Rich is regarded as a...
The trustiest? He said the trustiest, mate. That means no one else trustier.
That's why we like Basil Zemplis, though. Not afraid to make the big statements, call. Put himself out there. Because, I mean, he understands the backlash. You know,
well, that's true. He opens himself up, doesn't he?
The gun will be pointed at his head this time. Yeah, so he understands, and he got the courage.
Okay.
The courage on a Saturday night to make grand statements like that.
All right. Well, you know what I like about
it? That's why he's been around more than 15 years.
No, that is a very good point. You know what I like about it, too? He doesn't stop there. He then went on to ask Lee Matthews in the coverage. He said, do you think, because one of the Brisbane players had lost a boot, I think it was Robertson, maybe, I can't remember his name, was running around without a boot, and Basil said, do you think slip-on boots would work?
Oh, well, that's a big question to the...
It's a stupid question.
The greatest
it's a stupid
of all
question because Lee Matthews just responded with, well, if they slip on, they slip off. why don't you have Velcro, you fucking moron? We're not wearing slippers out there.
Actually, Velcro would work.
Could they?
Yeah. And actually, Velcro probably would have a smoother or more even...
Oh, so if it was just the one Velcro pad, do you think the laces, do you think that's Levi Casbolt's issue? He's got really thick laces.
Well, there are people who I've in the past have kind of taped over the laces.
That was the old days, wasn't it? You tape over the laces. No one does it anymore.
No, I suppose so.
Because your laces are normal. But Basil put it out there, slip-on boots, I think it's going to be the thing of the future.
Okay, he's getting in early. I actually reckon he's working on a prototype and he's just putting the idea out there.
We have had a few prototypes of boots over the years, haven't we? Remember those ones, was it Blades?
Yep.
And I remember Teddy Whitten, may God rest his soul, with Sid. He was an ambassador for Adidas, I believe. And I remember him, they did a thing on maybe the Sunday footy show. He was watching players out on the ground wearing Blades. So Blades had like a circular round, like the pattern of stops on the bottom of the boot was circular so you could turn without getting your foot caught because there was a lot of ACL injuries.
Yep.
And they became quite popular. And Teddy Whitten was furious because I think everyone wore Adidas. But then these fucking dogs started wearing Blades. And he was watching them through binoculars, getting really angry about it.
That's weird. What do you mean, like, that kind of did that was a planned thing? Or they just...
They wanted to do it so they'd stop doing knee injuries. Yeah. And a few players wore Blades. I reckon it was, like, the mid-90s?
100% a variation of a boot, and it was designed to kind of help lessen the impact of knee injuries. And the studs were almost on a circle. They'd move.
Did you ever say that?
Yeah.
No.
So they'd move slightly.
Yeah,
so I don't know. They never really came to anything.
No.
But I think you had to put quite a bit of force on, but it was meant to be kind of
if you're twisted,
your knee
in
a bad
caught,
position, you can move around.
You'd be
all right.
I don't know. I mean, that's what Teddy Whitten was good for football. You know, he made sure everyone wore the right fucking boots.
People wear Blades, though, still?
I would say no.
Okay.
I don't think they lasted very long. It was kind of like a thing they tried and everyone went, oh, these are shit.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go back to what we wore.
Hey, tell you what's not shit, Adam.
What's that?
Our live show.
Oh, it's going to be massive.
It's just Friday the 7th?
7th of April.
Yeah, 11 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe in Exhibition Street in Melbourne. Special guest, Merrick Watts, Adam Cooney.
It's going to be great. You know what? I'm going to ask Coons if he can bring the Brownlow medal. Have you ever touched the Brownlow?
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah, I'll ask him. We'll get him to bring it down.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I'm, you know, me and Coons, we're tight.
I've touched the Premiership Cup, but I haven't touched the Brownlow.
Haven't touched the Brownlow? Okay.
So we're going to do that. That's tickets at trybooking.com.
Just search for Junk Time. Come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. All our live shows are fucking rollicking in this one.
Have we had a Brownlow medalist on before?
We've had a four-time premiership player, but I don't believe we've had a Brownlow medalist. Oh, come on, mate. Dual Brownlow medalist, Chris Judd.
Oh, that's right. Of course. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We don't fucking miss anyone.
No, obviously. Now, we're hoping to add another guest as well. We're going to add one more.
Yes.
Because a few people have been difficult to get.
Just a couple. Just a couple. And I know we say it each week, there's going to be a second guest, but a few people have said, oh, Junk Time. no fucking way.
But very happy to do it. Very happy to
very
do it.
Very happy to do it.
It's the 11 p.m, I think, that's the problem. And well, also Easter weekend.
Yes. Is it Easter next weekend?
Mm.
Is it?
From what I can gather.
No, I don't think you're right.
Oh, maybe the week after. The week after.
The week after. Yeah, and that's the thing. The pre-Easter
weekend.
Oh, by
that logic, that should fucking come. Who are some of the people?
All right, so there's been a couple that we've kind of missed. We asked Paul Ruse, and he's going to be on Fox Footy. And I was like, whatever, mate. No one gives a fuck about Fox. Just come to the Junk Time live show.
Absolutely.
And he said no. Justin Kaczynski, he's going to be in Albury.
He'd have some great tales.
He would have some great tales, and we're not going to hear them. And that would have been great.
We'll get him on, though. He does want to do it.
They all want to do it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Nick Riewoldt, I thought I'd ask him. He's injured,
but
he's too sad. He can't do it.
No.
Grant Thomas, he's going away. And he said it's also 2 hours past his bedtime.
He'd be great, though.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he call you up and say he's not funny or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hit him up on Twitter and straight away he called me. And he's like, oh, mate, I'd love to, but I'm not funny.
How do you hit him up on Twitter?
Direct message.
Do you give him your number?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I roll, man.
But doesn't he have to follow you to send a message?
Oh, I can't remember how it worked, but it worked.
Because he doesn't follow anyone, from what I can gather.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's very angry like that. But and also, very happy to be a part of it. Just not this Friday.
Can't be there.
Yeah. And there's a few others at Kevin Sheedy.
Kevin Sheedy.
Unbelievably, couldn't do it.
He would have been great.
He would have been great.
But he said he'd do it any other night during the festival.
Any other night.
I think he thought we were doing it for the entire festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what the comedy festival is, but he was happy to do it any other night.
Oh, Plough.
Terry Wallace. We're
going to try Plough, didn't we?
Yep, and he's away.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's got a dinner party.
No, he's got a dinner party.
He's got a dinner party. It was Dipper.
Oh, it's Dipper had Dipper. The wedding.
Yeah, it's Gary Buchanan's daughter's wedding. It's like the fucking biggest line of excuses. Nick Del Santo, he's got his wife's 30th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is just like we've fucking asked so many players. If you know any footballers who'd love to come down and just fucking have a chat to us.
They have such great fucking lives. They're doing stuff.
I know. I honestly thought footballers, you're not going to be doing anything.
So what's wrong with Coons? What's pathetic about his life?
He's just so sad. Yeah, he's just desperate. He just misses football so much.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
So anyway, trybooking.com, search for Junk Time. It's next Friday night. It's going to be a ripper. We're going to have fun anyway. I don't care who fucking doesn't turn up. You know what? We're going to get stuck into everyone who's on that list that isn't coming.
And
we are going to fucking tear those motherfuckers apart.
From April 10 to 23, 9:45 at the Imperial Hotel, my comedy festival show. Tickets can be found at comedyfestival.com.au or trybooking.com. And also, thank you all the people who have downloaded the comedy album that I popped in our little feed during the week.
And, going great, guys.
First off, thanks for the people who came along again. And thank you for the people downloading. It's got a few little nice messages. People seem to like the bit about me marrying a horse.
Oh, good.
There we go. That's a nice one.
Yeah.
And also, I put it up on bandcamp.com. I divided it into tracks. So just type in Michael Chamberlain. Michael Chamberlain, not Chamberlain. Michael Chamberlain. And you can get that within like two clicks. You get the whole album down in a track form.
What's your favourite track?
I do like the marrying a horse bit. I think it's quite fun.
Is it called Marrying the Horse?
I think so. It's same-sex marriage.
Oh, okay. Have you got any bits called like What's the Deal with...
What is the deal?
With airline food.
With airline food.
That's very good. I'll tell you who else is very funny, though. Alex Rance.
What's he up to now? That little prankster.
He's a prankster.
The little jokester.
I didn't know. Did you know Alex Rance was a prankster?
No, I thought he was a mild, measured man.
No. He's apparently got a great sense of humour. And it's great to know because in the prankster terms, Richmond, I thought, were going to be devoid of pranksters because Brett DiLidio left.
Yeah, Liz.
Key and Tuner.
Mm.
And I don't know how you can top Key and Tuner.
Well, we haven't stopped guffawing at that one.
Yeah, that's one of the best pranks you'll ever hear. Mm. But how's this one? So Trent Cotchin has written an article in Sunday's Herald Sun talking about his mate Alex Rance. Mm-hmm. And he talks about this prank that he played. So he says that, and we're going to get on to Trent Cotchin's writing style. He is Hemingway-esque.
Mm.
Like, I think it goes sort of Hemingway, Cotchin, Dostoevsky.
Ken Peace.
Yeah. Well, that's number four. So he says, Alex Rance had been at Richmond only 2 weeks when he shocked everyone. And you go, fuck, that's a good opening line.
Mm.
We were both drafted in 2007, and back then I was a shy 17-year-old who was keen to keep my head down. You go, all right, it's not about you, mate. You're talking about Alex Rance.
Yeah.
But Alex, he had other ideas. To everyone's amusement, our number 18 draft pick, you know, fucking get that dig in. I was number two, you're number 18. He moved teammate Kane Pettifer's car from the club to a random street in Richmond. So he's just fucking breaking
and entering.
He stole a car, and Pettifer found a note on his locker, and it said Rowena Parade, which for those not in the area,
it's nearby.
A street nearby.
Yeah,
but it's not like right close to. Like it's
over the road from Punt Road, essentially.
Yeah, it's about Punt Road Oval. It'd be a 7 or 8 minute walk.
Yeah, you could throw a rock from Punt Road to Rowena Parade.
Okay, that has debunked my 7 or 8 minute walk.
Oh. I don't think it's that far. Anyway, go on. Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
I've got a big arm. I'm a very good cricketer.
It says, Rowena Parade, 1 hour car park. That's his note. Bang. Go find your fucking car, cockhead.
It's pretty ballsy. So whose car was it?
Kane Pettifer.
Okay. So Kane would have been there maybe a couple of years or something, or was he also a recruit that year?
No, Kane Pettifer would have been at the club. And can I just say, like, Kane Pettifer's career wasn't great. Like, mm-hmm. He tried and he was just a mid-range kind of player. Can I just put it to you, Michael, that perhaps that was because at training during games,
he's worried.
He's just going, when I come off this ground,
where will it be?
Where's my car going to be? He can't focus. He's going for a mark and he's like, is he going to be in Rowena Parade? Is he going to be on Swan Street? Am I going to have another $65 fine? Like, what has this fuckhead done to me?
He's keeping an eye on Rance. Well, Pettifer was out of there by the end of 2009. So obviously it took a dramatic effect on it.
So 2 years.
Yeah. Well, it would have been probably even less than.
Well, yeah. 2 seasons.
Yeah.
That's incredible. He has destroyed Kane Pettifer's career.
It's kind of a dark side of Alex Rance that we don't know.
We don't really see it.
We'd see the nice thing about, you know, very kind of God-fearing.
Yes.
Opened up a school.
Oh, yeah, a football school.
Yeah, nice guy.
Everyone, lovely guy, you know, very handsome.
People, yeah, very handsome.
Very handsome.
But dog act.
Yeah. Well, he says this too. In his first couple of seasons, Alex looked pretty uncoordinated in the field and he was a bull at a gate with the footy in his hands. He had the talent and was a tall, striking athlete.
Mm-hmm. What's negative?
what does it matter that he's striking?
Yeah.
What do you say to your other players? Oh, he's good, but he's fucking dog ugly.
What's the general article about? Is it just a big up of Alex Rance?
Yeah, basically. And just that he's one of the most creative people down at the club. He talks about how they tried to offload him when he was first down there. They didn't really love him.
Oh.
But that he's a great prankster. And also, this is what Cotchie says. It's said that children laugh on average 300 times a day.
That's not true.
That's a lot. Like, there must be some pretty dumb children who just fucking laugh at everything. Like,
That's not true. That's not true.
Mate, Cotchie said it. How could it not be true? You think this is an unresearched article, do you?
300 times a day.
300 times a day. So break that down. How long?
I don't trust any child that laughs 300 times in a day.
No. How long would kids be awake for? Say, what would they sleep for? 10 hours?
Yeah. Well, let's say, you know, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
8 p.m., yeah.
All right. So they're awake for 12.
If they work for Apple, 5 a.m. to midnight.
All right. So let's say they're awake for 12 hours.
Yeah, okay.
So 300 times, so that's
about, what, 25?
20, okay, 25 times, yeah, 25 right on, times 25, an hour?
Yeah. I don't trust the kid laughs 25 times. That's every 2 minutes.
Yeah. And he said, okay, so this is what Cotchie said. It's said that children laugh on average 300 times a day and adults chuckle only 10 to 20 times.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah.
They're the kind of people I like. Yeah.
And he says, Rancey certainly ensures we meet our quota. Now, this is where you get...
Here we go.
A lot of people see Cotchin as quite a serious kind of guy, don't mm-hmm. you think? He's very serious on the field. He just, you know, he's got that big head of hair, little
Yeah, it doesn't strike you as the laugh a minute.
No. But, you know, he says... and this is where you get an insight into the kind of person... What makes Trent Cotchin
tick?
And what made him tick as a child. He said, one of my favourite tricks as a youngster was laying under my old man's bed and waiting for him to jump in. I'd wait a little bit and reach out and put my hand on his face just to be a pest. He nearly had a heart attack.
Oh, that'd be so annoying.
So
I hope his dad just beat the shit out of him.
Well, that means he's gone. Okay, so I go, Trent, go to bed. He goes, no worries, I'm going to bed. So that would be, what time you send kids to bed? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, whatever.
So what time's the old man go to bed?
Oh, probably midnight.
Yeah, so Trent's laying under there for 4 hours. He's committed. And that's what I love about Trent Kotcher. So he's laying under there for 4 hours.
Biding his time.
Yeah, the dad gets in, lays down, gets a bit of, gets the iPad out, gets red tube happening.
Says he a goes, little hello to Mr. Kotcher.
up pops little Mr. Kotcher, and then he gets a fucking slap in the face from Trent. He's like, you fucking idiot.
Cock blocker.
anyway, great. On to Alex. Along with moving teammates' cars, which clearly Kotcher is all for, you know, this breaking and entering of a vehicle. It's like he's fucking in the Apex gang. I'm not happy with this. He said another one of Alex's other favourite moves is hiding in the bins, in brackets, which we keep all the balls.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just climbing into
like
dumpsters.
The green bins.
Yes.
Yeah.
And scaring the daylights out of someone when they walk past.
Oh, you know.
So he just pops out.
It's a different side to Rance.
Oh. And this is Kotchi says he'll push off the lid and bob up with a silly look on his face or something.
You're not doing ranty. Well done, mate.
Or something. Like, what else does he do if he's got a silly look on his face and then you go, or something? I don't know what the other things are. They're fucking great. Everyone loves them.
Jumping out of a bin. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Doesn't stop there.
Oh, God. There's more.
Does not. No. It's like, how could
so
it stop?
So we got car thievery. We got inducing heart attacks
for
people.
Yeah. He also loves to soap up the floor at the club and use it like a slip and slide.
It's a fucking danger to himself.
Yeah, well, I think WorkSafe should get down there. Right? Yeah. They're worried about Essendon and their drug regime.
Imagine walking along all of a sudden.
Oh, fuck.
Delicate people. Club legends. Imagine KB wandering down, wanders into the rooms. Mm. You're thinking, this is great. KB.
Yeah. He's
the icon of the game.
Yeah.
Back at Richmond. It took a long time for him to come back.
He was angry.
He was not there for about 20 years,
wasn't he? No, because they sacked him.
Came back.
Happy man.
Came back with Mrs. Hafey.
Yeah. They're not doing anything together.
No.
They brought her back to the club.
Taking her to the club. Watch the boys train. They're feeble. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's soapy water on the ground because Rance is having fun in games.
Mrs. Hafey's fucking hip goes one way. Mrs. Hafey goes the other way.
KB lands on his head.
Oh, fuck.
Bleeding from the head.
And he goes, that's my take. I need to go to hospital.
You're a danger to yourself, Rance.
Mate, yeah, and I worry about their president, Peggy O'Neill, wandering down. Like, has she got extra grip on the slip-ons?
Yeah,
the
heels, outrageous.
Yeah. Doesn't stop there. One night we had a players' function in the Maurice Rioli room, in brackets, which can be pretty formal at times. So at times, formal. Other times,
Funny games.
Mm. And he dressed up like Captain America.
Oh, fuck. I want to punch this dude.
And entered in on his scooter on the carpet floor.
No way.
On carpet.
Not on the carpet.
You can't fucking ride a scooter on carpet.
Captain America.
Mate, how is this side not top of the... It's because they're laughing too much. Like, they're out in the field. Aside from Kane Pettifer for wondering where his car is.
Yep.
They're just going to... The other team kicks a goal, but they're going, he fucking rode a scooter
Rance
on carpet.
Rance. In the Maurice Rioli room.
In the Maurice, that's quite formal.
You get formal.
Pretty formal at times.
He's Captain America.
Doesn't stop there.
Oh, God. I can't take it. I know.
And if you're a Richmond fan, you're wrapped. I mean, no wonder Ty Vickery left. He's just gone, I can't fucking handle the laughs.
Chuckling.
I need to go to a team that can't win a game so I can focus.
Cracking ribs laughing.
Okay, here's what else he did. He also has dressed up and danced to Aladdin in front of members.
Oh, fuck.
No, Michael, no. As a Carlton fan...
What is it? Aladdin, is it Friend Like Me? Is it...
Well, it doesn't say. He doesn't go into detail.
Is it A Whole New World? What do we got?
Doesn't say.
I need more info.
He doesn't give it. Kotchi doesn't give it. And you know what, though? As a Carlton supporter, and I have a reserved membership, so I go to all our home games, have a reserved seat, and I have found that for the money that I pay, I don't get enough dancing from any of our players.
Pre-game
entertainment. Not once. I've been a member for over 20 years, and not once have I been at a function and had one of our, you know, leading players come out and dance to the music from a musical.
And I think it's perfect timing too, because I believe the musical stage adaptation of Aladdin is coming to Australia shortly.
Well, that's probably why he did it.
Yeah, he's probably a bit of Can't wait.
Yeah.
Got the pre-sale tickets.
Well, he's just all over it.
Just got a bit of dancing going on.
And Richmond fans are probably going.
I don't think he could dance the whole new world. I think he'd be more like a never had a friend like me.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, though. Yeah. But, you know, again, part of Cochin's writing is he doesn't go into the detail of that sort of thing, and that's very disappointed. But he says this of Alex Rant. So when they were first young at Richmond, they were driving to the club together. And this is just brilliant writing by Trent Cochin.
How long is this article?
It's very long. Oh. I did read it all, and it took a while, but it was worth it. Because look at the information we're getting.
Oh, we're seeing another side of Richmond.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he used to pick up Alex Rance and drive into the ground. And he says he would have four bits of toast stacked up high in his hands every morning and leave crumbs all over the passenger seat, no matter how many times I asked him to bring a plate or at least some foil.
That's not bad. I like that.
You know what I said? Because he says here, four bits of toast stacked up high. You know, that's how I judge people. Yeah, how tall is he? You go, he's like six pieces of toast.
It's about eight loaves.
Yeah, he's really tall, and I just think that's the kind of creative writing. Like, not only is he a Brownlow medalist, he's a genius writer.
Hmm. Hey, how come there were seats taken up at the Beanstalk?
Oh, for the GWS game yesterday. Yeah. Oh, Michael, come on! Everyone knows it's for the Royal Show up at Sydney.
Okay, so it's a bit of a landscape.
Yeah, so yeah, they put rocks and dirt in one corner, which, you know, if you watch the GWS Gold Coast...
But what about the people out the front who wanted to get those seats?
Yeah, there was a couple hundred thousand people out
locked
the front.
Locked out?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. They were again, like, another lockout at the Beanstalk.
Yeah, it's just not good enough. Like, GWS are drawing a crowd sometimes in the hundreds, and some of these people can't get in because of the fucking Easter show is on. Like, how serious are they about this team?
You know what's going to happen if they make the grand final? You know, every year, like, there are sad members because they missed out on a ticket.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the GWS going, we can't fucking get rid of them.
Imagine being a scalper for this year's grand final when GWS make it. Just out the front going, just take it. Like, it's fucking, I've got 200 in my pocket.
That's no point.
Just fucking get rid of them.
Awesome.
But they absolutely smashed the Gold Coast Suns. Is it all over for Rodney Eade? Like, is it time for him to give up, to leave? What goes on with Gold Coast?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's two games in. Let's not forget that. But also...
Well, you don't want to throw anything out with anything else.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Which Sam Mitchell said during the week on 360.
Mm.
But I don't think... who'd want that job too?
Yeah, because if you're a coach in waiting, you don't want your first job to be the worst job in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many assistants are there now at Hawthorn? Or is it now anyone who's working at the Western Bulldogs gets a job?
Yeah, I reckon that would be the pattern, yeah.
You know how
Because I think it's six now from Hawthorn.
That's incredible.
The brain drain's amazing.
Mm. Mm. You know who they could talk out of retirement?
Oh, Mickey?
No, I was thinking Sid.
Oh, okay.
Sid the Bulldog. He's sitting up there like fucking...
Well, he's a game changer, isn't he?
Well, he is.
Yeah. I mean, he did die, but we can find another way.
Mate, you can stuff him.
put him on display.
Oh, they should stuff Sid.
Put him in the cabinet next to the cup.
Yeah. Put him in the cup. I mean, he's stuffed. You can do whatever you want with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a guy out there who's got some pretty great initiative, I think.
Uh-huh.
He's a man... He's an ideas man.
Yeah.
For decades has been an ideas man.
Yep.
Now...
Is it financial powerhouse?
A financial powerhouse, yeah. And he's got a new business on the go, which we're kind of trying to get our head around.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with capitax.com.au?
Capitax?
Capitax.
No, I'm not.
The website says it's one click tax, the simplest way to get your tax return done.
So this is Warwick Kappa we're talking about.
Yeah, Warwick Kappa.
And he's offering to do your tax.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your tax returns each year might seem daunting, but there's really...
It does. No, you know what? It does.
But there's really nothing complicated about it. Let us prove it to you.
Okay.
I'm a tad confused by this situation, but it seems to be you can get your tax return done by Warwick Kappa. Now, I'm not saying, it's done by Warwick Kappa.
Yeah, but everything points. I'm looking at the website now. So if you're at work or whatever, capitax.com.au, and there's a photo to show how serious he is. There's a photo of Warwick on the front page wearing a one-click life T-shirt, which I don't know what that means.
They seem to be kind of the brains behind it, from what I can gather.
So, and also it says, like, after you get your tax done, just remember to buy Kappa a beer.
Yeah.
Because you know how if you go get your tax done, and after when you get your refund, I'm like, fuck, I've got to go buy my accountant a beer.
But I'm looking at it here. It says get your tax refund for free. So is
fuck, that's not bad.
Is it a free tax return done for you?
Well, clearly.
Because mine's quite pricey.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be.
And I often don't get any money back.
Oh, no, you'll get money back.
It's really hitting the hole for me.
No. It's Warwick Kappa.
Yeah.
And the man is, I mean, how many businesses has he had? You can have him come over to your house. He had didn't he have a coffee business for a little while?
Yeah, I think he did for a while, yeah.
He did, like, he was live at, before the grand final for Kappapalooza.
Kappapalooza, yeah. That was
like
a great moment.
Money spinner. So now, because he's so loaded, he's just going, you know what, he's kind of like legal aid.
Oh, yeah.
He's just helping people out with their taxes. And there's even a video.
There's a video of him with cheerleaders singing a variation of I Only Take What's Mine.
Yeah.
And it's called I Only Claim What's Mine. So it's a bunch of young women who I hope they got home safe and sound, walking around in the cheerleader outfits, and Kappa's singing the kind of changed the lyrics of his hit single. And there,
I didn't even realize it was a take on his song. So he's parodying his own music.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I love, I Only Claim What Mine. It's an accountant's joke. There's not enough accountancy jokes out there. He's tapping into a genre which people just go, oh, it's stiff, it's boring. And Kappa's going, no, it's The Wiz.
Yeah.
You know, I love, you know, The Wiz, who's got a great sense of humour. I love you like a brother, but I am from Tasmania. You know, he's got genius stuff like that.
Good on you, Wiz.
We should get, don't you think that this should, Kappa Tax should sponsor Junk Time? Don't you think
I'd be happy to do that. I mean, I've already signed up.
Get my tax returns done.
Yeah, get everything done. I mean, I actually just emailed Warwick my details to get into my internet banking as well.
Yeah, okay.
And I gave him my bank accounts and I taught him how to gave him a copy of my signature. Because I trust the man that much.
Well, it links to another website, which I didn't notice before. It's called One Click Life.
Mm.
So it's for whatever life throws you. And it's called Life is All About Give and Take, and we're here to make your life simple. Giving you exactly what you need when you need it. So all of your financial necessities are sort of... I'm thinking Kappa's just the front man for this other company.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Kappa's been brought in because you need the big guns.
Well, yeah.
So One Click Life will turn to the best.
So what you need is someone who hasn't been associated with AFL for about 25 years to come in and you go, well, this guy is like... He left the game as probably the richest footballer we've ever seen.
Yep.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Like, I know when Buddy Franklin, like Liam Pickering, was negotiating with the Sydney Swans, and he was like, we've reached kind of loggerheads, let's bring the Wiz in. And the Wiz said, oh, just make it $10 million over 9 years.
And they go, what? Sign.
Yeah. Yeah,
sign on the dotted line.
Yeah, the Wiz has said it.
Thanks, Wiz.
Yeah. Anyway, he's going to be the sponsor going forward of the Junk Time AFL podcast.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, because he's making so much money, it would be tax deductible for him to sponsor us,
yeah.
as he would know.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So kappatax.com.au, get on board.
Check
it
out.
And head into financial ruin. The Perth footbridge, Adam.
Oh.
Were we concerned about this?
Very fucking concerned about it.
Well, actually, on the topic of footbridge, I've just seen an email show up from Richard.
Mm.
Hi, guys. This may be a Junk Time first. An email live from the footbridge.
Oh, here we go. Which one?
Over at Adelaide. Mm. Off to the Port v Freo game. And couldn't pass up the opportunity. I'm also a GWS member from the UK. So that might make for a double first.
Wow.
As my girlfriend and her family are diehard Crows fans, can I also take this chance to say, fuck Port. And I hope Freo win by 18 goals.
Okay.
Keep up good work.
Not going to happen.
Thank you, Richard. That just came through straight away. We're recording this about 4 o'clock. So it's about half time of the Carlton-Melbourne game at this stage. Perth Footbridge, it seems to be over budget and delayed.
How can that happen? Like, it's a footbridge. It's like, I mean, you and I, we know footbridges.
Absolutely.
And why didn't they just go to Adelaide? This is this Perth issue. Just go, it's been done. It's been done brilliantly.
Yeah.
There is no better footbridge in the world.
Absolutely.
And just go to Adelaide, swallow your pride, and just go, what did you guys do? And they'll say, we had a bridge over water that people could access via foot.
Yeah.
And it takes people to the footy.
I think they're bitten off more than they can chew. By the fact, it's quite a creative design.
Mm-hmm.
The Adelaide one's a bit more simple. But this one has like kind of a, almost like a large snake feel to it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's meant to be $54 million. It's gone out to $70 million.
Oh, shit.
And they say they may not be able to play cricket there. They say, it seems to be if the footbridge isn't finished, then they won't play at the ground. They're kind of connected together. Go hand in hand.
Of course. Because how else do people get to the ground? It's like how there was never football at
Adelaide Oval. Until they brought the footbridge. There was no way to get there.
No, exactly. And so they're saying that at the end of this season, there may not be a footbridge, in which case that there can't be any kind of sport there. It just ceases to exist. Like maybe West Coast and Frio shouldn't be in the competition.
I think we have to kind of keep them out until
there's a functioning footbridge.
Footbridge is ready, yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, so if it's not ready by the time of next football season, then Frio and Eagles shouldn't play.
No.
Yeah.
Sam Mitchell basically retires as a Brownlow medalist and doesn't play any more games. So it doesn't bother Hawthorn supporters too much.
Mm.
I mean, and they're getting it. The delay is reportedly due to fabrication issues in Malaysia. I mean,
because they got to build it in Malaysia and then bring it over here.
Everyone knows you got to locally fund your footbridges. Well, like Adelaide have kept it close to their chest.
There are so many great Australian footbridge workers out there.
Yeah.
They can be brought in.
Mm. It's just, I mean...
For free, because people love working on a footbridge.
This is not fair to the people...
Hey, give me a hammer. I'll go over there.
This is not fair to the people of Western Australia. They deserve a footbridge that is going to function and won't cost an extra $16 million. $70 million for a footbridge.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It seems a bit high.
Pricing.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, tell you what, there was a report that came out. You know the Essendon drug scandal? Did you ever hear about that?
No, what happened?
There were a few little things in the paper over a few years.
Okay.
But yeah. The AFL...
Yeah.
Has come up looking sharp, looking great.
Talk me through it.
A report came out.
So the AFL did an investigation on this alleged drug taking.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. AFL, they came out and they said AFL did everything above board. Tickety-boo. Fantastic job. Well done, guys. Congratulations. You should be praised. You know who wrote that report?
Who?
The AFL.
Oh, fuck. I mean, if anyone's going to do an in-depth
critical review... AFL did great.
The AFL have reviewed themselves and given themselves a tick.
Yeah, now I haven't read this thing. Let me think. Robbo got an article here. I mean, half of it's about women kissing. but then he talks about... it's 8 pages.
The review?
Yeah, it's an 8-page... summary. So maybe the whole report may be bigger. Right. Yeah,
at least 10 pages. Yeah.
Anyway, the general vibe is that the AFL have said, hey, well done, guys. You guys are fantastic. As you were.
Well, I mean, what's the fault? Like, at which point? You tell me which step... Which step, how they never actually spoke to Stephen Dank.
Yep.
How is that an issue? You know, the fact that they said, hey...
We still have no idea what they actually took.
Yeah. James Heard will suspend you for a year and that'll do.
But you're going to get $1 million.
$1 million, yeah. Well, that's fine.
Head to France, my friend.
Yeah. We'll take away your first round draft pick.
Yeah.
Even though our sanctions will leave you last and you'll get a first round draft pick.
Carlton are going to win a fucking final.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a disaster.
So, which part of these... Which part of this
the only
is
good
at
thing,
fault?
The only good thing was that Richmond got beaten by 9th.
Well, that,
that's
yeah,
the only fun
that,
thing.
The best thing, yeah. That gave him a huge tip. That's what got him over the line.
So anyway, congratulations. I think finally we can just put an end to it all. Hey?
Yeah, it will never be forgotten.
Annals
again.
Of history.
Yeah.
It's all forgotten. Hey, shall we wrap it up, big boy?
Yeah, let's do it. What? Please never call it out. Can I just point out that Geelong have beaten North Melbourne by 1 point.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. Geelong were getting smashed there for a little while.
I think they're about 30, 20 points down at three-quarter time.
Yeah. This is incredible victory from the Geelong Football Club.
Melbourne 29 points up over the Boo Baggers.
Yeah, there's no need to talk about that. Great win from Geelong, though.
Is that a goal after the siren or something? Or?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
The Cats hit the lead for the first time with just a minute to go. Incredible. Great win.
Anyway, football isn't real life.
What do you got for me?
We have one from Luke. We have Ricky Nixon.
Oh, shit.
Cited tucking into a meat pie for breakfast in a cafe beneath his apartment building.
Oh, where the book launch was.
Where the book launch. Also on the table next to him was the dog-eared pages of his poorly received tell-all book, My Story.
All right. Well, can I just say, I don't like the opinions given in this said email.
The connotations.
Yeah. Well, who says that it's a poorly received book?
I bought it from my brother for Christmas.
Yeah, I think it... Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really? Where'd you get it from?
A regular bookshop in town. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he got me. Oh, he got me another book, but I won't reference that one.
Okay.
It was kind of a joke book as well.
Yep. I didn't realize what. So you had the infamous YouTube link that we could have watched in the book. Has your brother looked at the YouTube link?
Look. It's such an emotional journey to read that book. Yeah. Okay, another one. There's another football in real life. Where is it?
Can we get your brother to review that book?
Yeah, sure.
I would love to know what's in there.
Here we go. This is from a while ago. This is from Marcus. I've been thinking about this one for a while now. Every time you brought up on your podcast. 2003. Take yourself back. 2003. Brisbane were flying on the way to their third premiership.
Yes.
Foo Fighters were playing at Festival Hall in Melbourne.
Here we go.
I think it was the Colour and the Shape Tour. After the dust settled and the lights came on, we stayed around till most people left. As we left, we heard shouting and a commotion near the stage, and though Dave Grohl had come out to say hi to people who stuck around.
There you go. How good is Dave Grohl?
But as we went towards the stage, we saw a buff guy yelling at the security guard, yelling, "Don't you know who I am?"
Oh, Jesus. Who could that be?
The person shouting was Dermy trying to get backstage.
Good.
He was going ape. He was yelling and threatening this poor teenager who looked the acne-riddled teenager from The Simpsons with the riddled acne. I guess the teenager had made a huge mistake, as why wouldn't Dave Grohl want to meet Dermy?
Well, I think that's the only reason they toured, wasn't
it? Great. That's great.
It was called the... I thought that was not the Colour and the Shape tour. That was the Can We Meet Dermy tour.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only reason they formed the band.
Yeah, well, that's...
To meet Australian rules footballers.
Well, I know for a fact that Dave Grohl was excited when Kurt Cobain died because he thought, Foo Fighters, I can form now because I wasn't going to just leave Nirvana.
Uh-huh.
Foo Fighters, and therefore we can tour Australia.
Okay.
And then I get to meet Dermy.
Gotcha.
It's a natural progression.
Yeah, sure, sure. Hey, we're going to do our final place, our live show on this Friday, April 7th at 11 p.m. down at the European Beer Cafe, my comedy festival show, April 10 to 23, Imperial Hotel, 9:45. Tickets for all the shows at trybooking.com. And also, yeah, and my album is in the podcast feed to download it. And also, if you want to head to bandcamp.com, you can get the little tracks.
Yeah, and if you want to give us a review on iTunes, we love that as well, because I think that might bump us up a list or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we're across it.
Yeah, yeah, we know what's going on.
Anyway, thank you. We'll see you later. Go Hawks.
Go Blues.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.